ladies and gentlemen, dear participants, good afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity being here together and discuss the problem of welfare population, which is the name of my research. Generally speaking, issue of welfare is not very, how to say, easy to measure, and it is far more than plenty amount of money that individuals can earn. It is not simply per capita, GDP per capita, or low rate of inflation or something like that. It maintains such variables such as access to education, healthcare, social protection, and so on, so on. But in my survey, I added such problems that is free time, that I regarded that is very crucial and important for measuring welfare of population. It is a time that individuals can spend for their leisure, for their hobbies, for everything else that they want. That is a time that is left after they conduct their job, their productive work, that they can earn money, and after they provide such activities such as sleeping, cooking, travel to job, to and from, and so on, so on. But to measure this free time is problematic. How we can measure this free time? So in my survey, I use the method of time use survey, which I get acquainted at the GEMS seminar in 2006, when which was introduced by us by Indira Sarvi. He has many works in this, and I get acquainted with most of them. And I was really impressed. That's why I decided to use this method in my measurement in my survey as well. In my survey, I pay attention using this time survey method that it can be used to measure quality of life by means of discovering the hidden potential or hidden features that comprise individuals' life. It is also a good mean to measure and analyze development program and policy planning as well. And it is a good method to estimate unpaid work and evaluate gender imbalances in the society. You see, free time, when I get acquainted with the researchers that that existed in this sphere, it appears that developed countries have a time poverty problem. So they can earn money, maybe they have good welfare, good social protection, access to education and healthcare, and so on, but they lack time. In developed countries, they have deficit of free time as they are overworked due to the fact that they have to work a lot to get sufficient amount of money for their surviving. I use the survey methods in Georgia, and the survey covered urban population as well as agriculture population. And structure of my respondents were so, majority of them were women because it discovered that men, women mostly were open to answer my question rather than men. It was, how to say, such a condition in my country, unfortunately. On the other hand, you see it's very complicated to discover gender discrimination in my society, in Georgia especially, because we regard it as a country where we have a mother cult, where we do respect mothers. And it was very difficult to prove that we have gender discrimination in our society. So I use at the same time this method to discover gender discrimination in my society as well. See, here you can see the structure of age of my respondents. They were from 70s till 80. So, and during the survey method, I divided by two groups, employed and unemployed people, because unemployment is a crucial problem for my society. Approximately 20% of society is unemployment, and this is not official data. This is expert evaluation. So According to this diagram, you can see that majority of men and very little amount of women do not do any domestic work. And women who spend 3 hours and more on their domestic work highly prevail the number of men who do more than 3 hours for domestic work is for unemployed. As for employed women, the number of men who does not do any domestic work quite high, you can see here. And even women are employed, they have a lot to do still on domestic work. Here's evidence. As for qualification requirements, I include this in my survey because I regard that qualification is a crucial in earning, in free time, and so on, and on education returns, and on free times, and on leisure that can individuals apply in their life. So it is no big difference between men and women. You can see here on qualification requirements on the job. Men and women are equally required to have high qualification on their jobs. As for medium size of qualification, it's rather women than men to have average qualifications. At the lowest level, it's rather men than women to have low qualification. It is so in Georgia, for instance. You can see that 47% of my respondents do not spend any time for their qualification to raise their qualification. And those people who seriously deal with this problem, among these respondents, men prevail because they have more time for their qualification and women have less time. As for leisure time, and for instance, I included in my survey time dedicated to the reading newspapers, you can see that people who do not read at all newspapers, they are equal, men and women. And here is little more women that spend more than men time on newspapers reading, approximately an hour during a day, and a little bit more men than women who spend more than 2 hours and more during a week on newspaper reading. And here is a time that is dedicated to the television, watching the television, you see. And it appears that people tend to see more television than read newspapers. And you can see that among respondents who spend more than 15 hours in a week, women prevail. These are men and these are men. And who dedicate 1 and 2 hours to the television during a day, it's a little bit more women than men. Here you can see. And time for rest. People who argued that they do not rest at all, we are equal, men and men, no differences. And who has just 1 hour during a day to have a rest, it's women. And people who rest a lot, even 3 hours and more during a day, it's men, as a rule, here. Time use survey conducted in Georgia in 2005, and it was a pilot project, and it was conducted only in one region of the country. And what happens after the crisis? We have very different situation with the world because we experienced this crisis, and at the same time we had Russian invasion and military invasion in our territory. A significant part of Georgia's territory were conquered by the Russian military forces, and after that, it was in 2008, August, international society donated great financial and some other kind of financial aid to Georgia after Brussels conference in October 2008. So due to these measures, Georgian economy maintained its stability for a while. But still, we have experienced some difficulties after this crisis and after this military intervention from Russian side. People who were employed in private sectors in some cases lost their job, in some cases, not mostly, but in some cases because the development and fall of medium-sized business were harmed very much. People's income who were employed in private sectors declined significantly. But people who were employed in budget sectors, their income remains unchanged. But both private sector and budget sector employed people's well-being has declined due to the inflation that caused decline of real income. Time spent by men at work, productive work, increased by 10-20%. Time spent by women at the work increased by 15-25%, and in this regard, men who were influenced mostly in comparison with women. Time spent by men on domestic work remains unchangeable. It is the same. As for women, it's increased as 30-35%. And both men and women go rarely to the concert and restaurants or to have entertainment. So to conclude, roughly estimate, women almost 13 times more work on unpaid work than men. Georgia appears to be in the middle between developed and developing countries. Our respondents do not face the problem of time poverty and do not face the problem of overworked like people in developing countries. And my recommendation after this survey is that this data should be applied by policymakers to elaborate efficient policy and rationalize the state expenditure. And gender and other type of discrimination is often discovered only by means of statistical tools. In this regard, the method of time use survey can provide unique assistance. And thank you for your attention.